when they said unto me, a few of us, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. And congratulations, we are here. Let's stand up and let's begin to glorify our King of Kings this morning, that we have the ability to control. Will I give my praise to God this morning? Or will I allow circumstances, or will I allow things that are out of my control to stop what I can't control? And so this morning, can we just begin to lift up our hands? Can we just begin to clap our hands? Can we just begin to lift up our voice and glorify our God, our Father, our Savior, our Comforter, and our Healer today? In Jesus' name.
I worship. joy of the Lord, deliver me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, all over me. I feel the joy of the Lord, Father, rest on me. I feel the joy of the Lord, deliver me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost, all over me.
Maybe you don't feel it yet. But the scripture says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Scripture says to leap for joy. Scripture says that if you don't feel it yet, if you begin to move, if you feel like you are out of the presence of God, the simple way to get into it is this. You worship your way into it. Because he is here, but sometimes our flesh gets in the way. He is here, sometimes our sickness gets in the way. And all we have to do is do something that our flesh does not want to do. Is do something that our sickness cannot do. And it is glorify the King of Kings. And that this separates us from our flesh. It separates us from what we are going through. And it steps us into something that is supernatural. And then that's where healing takes place. Healing is not in the natural. Healing is not in the suffering. But it is in the praises, the supernatural of stepping out and saying, I am free, I am loose, I am delivered. By the praises of God, I will walk out of what I have walked into today. In Jesus' name, praise God, hallelujah. Begin to glorify him for about 10 seconds right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the praises rise up. Let us create an atmosphere that is pleasing to you. Go another day struggling. I don't want to go another day with pain. I don't want to go another day with bondage, but with freedom. I want to walk out of here with joy today. Praise God. Praise God. We've got some future victory reports to read. And I believe that God is going to move. We have names on this list and names on the overhead that I believe God is going to move in. We have Kenny Ham, Anna Emerson, Cindy Pinson, David Bell, Carla Clark, Cynthia Brown, Angela Newberry, Sue Smith, Dickie Ewing, Carol Bullock, and the Griffiths. And if you have any need in your body and you want specifically to be prayed for, somebody to lay hands on you and pray a prayer of faith this morning, we encourage you, we welcome you, we invite you to come forward to the front. And ministers will anoint you with oil and pray a prayer of faith over you. And believe that not something we will do will heal you, but the one that we're calling on will. That the God that saw you in your circumstance, the God that created you, the God that died for your sins long before you even made the choice to follow him and come to a Sunday morning service, that's the one that is here. That's the one that is looking. That is the one that is able and that is willing to move in your life, your body, your situation, your marriage, or your finances. Whatever it is, my God has the answer. Whatever it is, your God has the answer this morning. So you step forward in faith today. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle. In Jesus' name, Father, I know there are needs in this place. But God, I know that you're here too. And God, where there is light, darkness cannot exist. So God, I claim victory right now in every single life.
Oh, my fame must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken.
Second, our journey group Friendsgiving will be taking place. It's going to be a great time for those that are in the journey age group. So make sure you are signed up and that you are attending that. It's going to be a blast. On the 24th, our mission pledge is going to be due. And also on the 24th will be a baby dedication service. And so contact Sister Lisa Calico if you have a baby that you're wanting to be dedicated in that service. On the 26th, it will be a Tuesday evening service. It's the week of Thanksgiving, so it will be a Tuesday evening service, not a Wednesday service. And also our Outreach Alliance is collecting donations for our community Thanksgiving. There's a space there because we are giving to the community. It is November 4th through the 24th. And donate socks, gloves, and blankets. And there are bins in the foyer that you may have seen for us to drop our donations in there. So donate to go and give to our community. We also have our Don't Stop Praying sign campaign that is going on. So our sign-up sheet is in the foyer for that as well. If you want a sign to give and to be able to place out in your yard, and just to be able to let the reminder, give other people a reminder and a hope to don't stop praying. Also, today is the last day to place an order for our Salty Sweet Treat Box. And Kylie can give a little more info on that.
Just if you want a box, we will have these ready for you to take, like, to your family Thanksgiving. And it can just be like an appetizer or a little dessert box. And all the proceeds or the money that is donated towards that you purchase will be given back to our Outreach Alliance, which goes back into our community or to our church body. Just trying to find those needs and input our church into community giving. So thank you for that.
Praise God. It's exciting to get. I like having a church I can go to, but I really like it when the church goes out. Yes. And it's in the community and we can see our church making an impact on the community outside of these four walls. And that's exactly what our Outreach Alliance is doing, raising funds for our church, but giving to our community. And that is amazing. That's incredible. We also have Asher and Jules will be getting married soon. And we have, starting November 10th, so we have already started it, there are tables set up in the foyer where you can place gifts for them for the foyer shower that they are having. And so be sure to give gifts to the young soon-to-be married couple, anything that you wished you had whenever you were getting started. Do we remember that? Way back in the days of 5 years ago, I remember. And so I will be giving monies. And so make sure you give any gift to them that would bless them in their marriage. And that will be due by December 20th, I believe. And then also we have December 1st. Now we're getting into December. Youth Sunday will be December 1st, the first Sunday of the month, not the second, but the first one. So that Sunday evening will be Youth Sunday. It's a youth-led service, not a youth-only service. And so make sure you are there. They are phenomenal moves of God. It's decent preaching, great worship, and it's a great time. All right, we want you there. And we also have on the 7th our Journey Brunch Craft Day. Make sure, Journey, that you are attending that. But then on the 8th, hear me here, on the 8th, Sunday morning and Sunday evening, Reverend Seth Williams will be ministering, and he will be the first of our pastoral candidates that will be here to minister Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And so for the ministers that will be coming in as pastoral candidates, they will be doing the same thing, and he will be the first of several or many. And so make sure you are there for that December the 8th, Sunday morning, Sunday night. And on the 15th will be our church Christmas party. And so that is always a blast. It's a great time. Make sure you are planning to go to that. That will be December 15th. And now our ushers can come. We're going to take our tithes and our offering. We have already worshiped, but we're going to continue to worship. We've already given praises, but we're going to continue to give, both financially, but with our praises and in our worship. Father, thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for the move that we already feel, but God, let us be changed by it today. Bless what is given and bless the giver and anoint us to receive your word and act on your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've already made.
do what you say you'll do. You'll come through. You are always able, I believe. You've already made a way. So I'm running through parted ways straight to you.
God bless you as you're seated. In a world that is experiencing a variety of change, manners of lifestyle, concepts that do not lead people to perfect love, freedom, so many things. It's good to know Jesus, the way, the truth, the light, the door, the Savior, the Lamb slain, so that the blood of Jesus Christ, through the name of Jesus Christ, and through the word of Jesus Christ, cleanses those who surrender their life to Him completely. We are watching with multiple scores of religious systems that offer completeness and yet limit the boundaries of God's goodness, His mercy, His wisdom, His knowledge. And so in this hour, it is wonderful to know that the Word of God still means exactly what it did over 1,000 years ago. It has not lost its capability. Men have somehow decided they would contaminate it with their thoughts. And so the Lord put it in print. I know my thoughts toward you, saith the Lord. And then He encourages us to realize the thoughts that I have toward you will make you that you shall never be incomplete. So following Jesus is a whole lot more than going to a house called the house of God or a church. It's following Jesus that makes the difference. The name on the church has been literally taken advantage of. There are tongue talkers that are perverts. There are people that have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ that does not follow Jesus. The promises are, come unto me, and I will make you that you shall live in the perfect law of liberty. And as long as you are pursuing that process, just as a child that is growing and is being fed and being exercised and nurtured, that baby grows up to be something very special. And thank God, He's going to have a bride that's very special. A people, He calls it a peculiar people. A people that are willing to walk away from the carnal appetites and the carnal concepts of life just because they feel good for a minute. I will never forget one time when I was telling Dad I just had to have an ice cream cone because it tastes so good. And he said, son, let me tell you something. There's only so many ice cream cones you need to eat that makes it worth it. And so it is, we discipline our lives and we occasion our thoughts with regular services that cause us to look around and see my brother, my sister, and then that encourages us to be strong so that we can follow the rest of that scripture and do exploits, things that others may not do nor see. So let's look at the book of Isaiah, which holds and hosts so much powerful sources. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and verse 1. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given to him, David, for a witness to the people, a leader, commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. And the fact of that word, the glory of the Lord is our strength. And so he said, he will glorify thee. So verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You can't do that past the grave. It's now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to humble yourself before the Lord, and he shall gird thee in the powers of victory. We will be empowered as we follow him only. You can call yourself what you want to call yourself, but he knoweth what you're really serving. He knows those that praise him by their heart and not their hands or this or that or the other. It is right for us to dress godly. It is right for us to worship with a sense of victory. But that can be imposed by a lot of things. There are rock stars that can create emotions greater than the people of God that are being saved. There are people on TV that can grab the mind of people and cause them to literally just be enamored with some show, and then just, oh God, it's church time. What is that? We are brothers and sisters. Look around. These are your brothers and sisters. They are the partnership of the body. They strengthen us. We strengthen them as we walk in the Spirit. This is not some little cute idea that, well, we got to go to church and we got to do this. No, no, no. You don't have to do anything. You can do what you want to do. But if you want to serve him, if you want to live with him forever in his holy city, if you want to walk in the power of the Spirit and absolutely overcome demons and devils and all of the atrocities that are going on in your world and your kids' world and your grandkids' world and your great-great-grandkids' world. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to leave a legacy. We walked out of sin. We walked out of worldliness. We walked out of ungodliness. And we are walking in kingdom powers and the glory of the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy fill our homes. They fill our cars. It's not about gossip, and it's not about all the people that I don't like, and I want to say everything that I don't want them to be doing, and I get ticked off about this, and I get ticked off about that. You are made free from the law of sin and death when you walk in the perfect law of liberty. There is a lying spirit that's going on in our world, and that is, if you join a local church, you're all going to be saved. No, no, no. Walk ye in the Spirit. Walk ye in the Word. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And today the Lord is looking down saying, I want to bless you. I want to give you power. I want to give you victory. I want you to know without a doubt, and I want you to have a confidence when you walk out of that building today. I am in Jesus Christ, a new creation, and all things are going to become new, because I'm going to govern my life so that it tops out on the high side of wonder and glory. Could we just praise him sort of softly right now? Father, we are so thankful that you put your mind on paper. We are so grateful that you have given to us a freedom in the Spirit to conquer demons and devils and weird feelings. Thank you. So, what was on verse 6? Yes. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Up till the day you die, you can call on him and get his mercy. And while he is near, and that's why we stir up the first part of our service with singing, because the Bible said when you begin to praise him, his presence becomes obvious. You can tell the difference between people singing loud and singing good than those that really praise him while the singing is going on. That's why we worship with the singers. We don't let them just perform. They come in here and lead us into a personal relationship with the spirit of that song and the power that is begins to generate. And what it does, it overcomes all that doubts and fears, and the whole body begins. I don't like it when my foot don't work right. It hinders the rest of my body to have somebody over there not worshiping, and they are in trying to get all the glory and the strength when there is a perfect law of liberty or a spirit of healing from depression and anxiety and all of that stuff. That is a healing power of the Holy Ghost. We didn't get the Holy Ghost to become a Pentecostal. We got the Holy Ghost to have power to overcome all the wickedness that's going on, to trample over demons and serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. The scorpions are those little things that get in your mind, and they begin to contaminate you and get you distracted from the perfect law of peace and joy and power in the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, God is in this house today to do a marvelous work in your mind and to do a marvelous work in your heart. And so it gets in your feet and it gets in your hands and it gets in your voice. And all of a sudden the world looks at you and says, you ain't the same thing we are. We are of the world, ungodly. But you have something going on in you that you can overcome all that weakness and all that stuff that's going on in the USA and all of the world things that are going on and discouraging people and causing depression in people. No, 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 not in the house of God. We renew our strength every church service. We renew our strength every prayer meeting. We renew our joy every time we go before the presence of the Lord and bring gifts of praise and love to him and say, God, I know I've had a tough week, but you kept me. Your hand was upon me. Your spirit lived in me. And I was able to leap over a troop and jump over a wall, not because I'm great, but because I got a great God. I've got a God that's fearless. I've got a God that understands everything, every woe, every trembling moment. Our God is a great God. There's none like him. There's none above him. There's none around him. Here he is, Jesus Christ, and he proved his deity. Oh, would somebody like to stand and just praise him on your own heart? I want you to smile at a neighbor and let them know you just love them. You're my brother. You're my sister. Why don't you just smile them out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to stir up the gift with you, because this gift is just a whole lot more than going to a house called Pentecostalism. The gift is God or Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we continually come to the house of the King because we know, just like eating, you don't feel a lot of energy when you eat. If you get what you want to eat, it tastes good. Children understand what I'm about to say. They don't always like to eat what mama puts out there. Ick. No, you got to be a good little boy, and you got to eat them green beans. And if you want to be like Papa, eat spinach. Hello? No, I want to hear what I want to hear when I go to the house of God. I want to hear truth, not what I've been wanting to hear, not what I'd like to hear. I want whatever truth will make me free from the law of sin and death. Doubt is sin. Fear is sinful. Fear not, for the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. What? Mighty. Mighty to what? To save. Save you from whatever it is that's creating the fear. I don't know if I can make it another day. I don't know if I can stand that song again. What? Fear is tormenting. Fear is fatal to faith. Fear robs us of the integrity of accepting the glory of God. So Isaiah is coming to us. And again, verse 5, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations and that knew thee not thee, and shall run unto thee because of the Lord God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Could we just ask him, God, glorify yourself in me. Glorify yourself in my verbs. Glorify yourself in my adjectives. Glorify yourself in my emotional system. Glorify your name through the way I treat my neighbor. Glorify your name through the way I treat my own problems. I know in whom I believed. I know I'm going to get out of a grave. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to go to a holy city. I know I'm going to rule and reign with him. I have not worried about death, because death is only a door to walk through and where you walk away from the total capacity for all of the fear that's going on around us in a world of all kind of abuse and all kind of weird thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. But the church walks in the light. The church walks in the glory. The church walks under the blood. The church walks in holiness. Church walks in the glory. Hallelujah. I am not waiting on the world to get me to where I want to go. I've got a God that showed me the way to go. He said, go ahead and give your life to me, and I will make you over again, that you shall never fail. Never fail. That's in his book. That's not some cute sermon. It is a powerful word. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Well, I mean, I'm Pentecostal, I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian, I'm this and I'm that. No, I am in Christ Jesus, a new creation. I am in Christ Jesus, and if I follow him, I'm not going to be wanting to dress like the world, talk like the world, go where the world goes, and let that be my commodity of feeling like I've arrived, I've success. I'm going to tell you, the rich man in hell lift up his eyes. I'm here to tell you, he had everything he could have on earth, but he didn't make it to the holy city. I am here to preach to us and teach to us today. It's high time to look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, and say, God, I'll exercise myself in a prayer room. I'll exercise my prayers in the house. I'll let my kids hear me praying. God, our home needs the integrity of the glory or the victory or the beauty or the righteousness. However you want to say it, let them hear the word in your prayer. Let the prayer reach out in their world and touch the core of their life, their heart. I wish we could pray right now for our county and our city and every preacher. There's a lot of preachers that are saying a lot of things about the word, but I want us to pray that the Spirit flows wherever we go. The river. Jesus, we bring your name. We bring your blood. We bring your word to front and center of our thoughts, of our thought patterns. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this city and this county over the upcoming days and years will encounter a people that can hardly wait to get to your house, can hardly wait to get to the prayer chamber and travail for the service, so that service is red hot from the start to the finish. Angels encamp round about them that fear the Lord. Angels of healing, angels of miracles, angels of unity, angels that bring about an ability to walk over all the atrocities of life that are being presented. There's a good reason why we used to not have to watch TV. There's a good reason why even way back in the early 50s, many people never even listened to the radio, because there were so many things that were already bulging out. And then when it got to TV, all the kind of things that show our kids, and I'm shame on anybody that would put their kids in front of a TV or a movie that would show things that would raise up jealousy and envy and hate and all of the junk that's going on in our world. Shame on us if we let that junk in our house. It's high time for us to turn some things off and to turn some things down and say, I'm going to praise God in this house. I'm going to praise the Lord in my car. I'm going to praise the Lord every morning. I'm going to praise the Lord when we go to the house. I'll go to bed. I want my kids to go to bed knowing there's a spirit called the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the devil can't overcome that God. He never has. Not death nor sin. Watch what the book says. He became sin. That's almost horrifying to even say it. But he put it in his book. He became sin. But you got to read the rest of that scripture to make it work. Who knew no sin. That perfect blood given to him by the Father are the source of life. Our world, our kids' world, our young people's world has got new stuff coming over TV and computers, and they are wrapped up in it. I don't want them to get so wrapped up they don't hear mom and dad's prayer. I don't want them to be able to walk and live in a car and talk about all the stuff they love when the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. For if any man love the world, and yes, you're right. I've said it 7 times in the last 7 weeks. I have tried to say it over and again because we have become so complacent in the religious systems and in the spiritual areas where Pentecostals used to never love that kind of thing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not salting us with a sense of trying to burn us. I am trying to do what the book says. I am the salt of the earth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that salt purifies. That salt takes care of all of that stuff that's burning in our children. We can't afford to let them live in lust of flesh and the lust of the eye. And I gotta have this or I'm not gonna be a happy kid. And you don't love me if you don't do this for me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take them back to Calvary and tell them this is what Calvary's all about. It is a powerful gift that we be baptized in the name of Jesus. And we crucify the flesh and the lust thereof. And we do it every morning. We don't let this flesh rule us. We rule it. It don't take advantage of us. We take advantage of it. We are walking in the perfect law of liberty. Would somebody like to stand to Jesus? You're not standing for me. I'm talking about standing to let him know I'm still on board. I'm not going to fail. I'm going to preach to my kids. I'm going to love my kids. I'm going to praise God all the day of my life. Hallelujah. That's it. Just praise his wonderful name for a couple of minutes. It ought not to be boring to praise one that gives you breath. It ought not to be boring to know that he's coming back again. It ought not to be boring to know that he is my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you smile at somebody as you're on your way back down? So, I encourage you to read on down to verse 12. I want to go ahead and move on, though. I want you to hear it. When the Bible said for us preachers, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. That means when people want it or don't want it. There is a season to everything. But in season, out of season is not just this or that, what I want. The preaching of the word comes against the powers of hell and darkness, incompleteness, leaving us lacking. I don't want a part-time Jesus. I don't want a part-time experience with life. I want a full-time relationship with God. So he says it, and I just wrote a bunch of it down in the middle of the night a few weeks ago, and I knew there would be a moment when I would escalate all of this. The Lord says it clearly. My ways are not your ways. And when you're getting your way, you're leaving him out of the picture. So don't expect the promises to come to fruition when you do it your way. When you do his way, and you walk in the perfect law of liberty, which is love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and love not the world, neither the things in the world. For if the love of the Father is not in us, forget the rest of it. The Father just means source. There are so many people waiting on new electronics. There are so many people waiting on new little ideas. There are so many people waiting on a new way to have apostolic revival. It's already here. It's a matter of how much we want of it. It's apostolic is in the book. You don't need a new Savior. He's here in this house. You don't need new wisdom. It's here. He had it put in the book. I encourage you, if you have teenagers, get in the work of Proverbs. My mother helped me with that, and I've mentioned it about 3 times in the last 6 months, because I'm telling you, those Proverbs are not elastic and move over. They are so many things that literally make life livable. But our general world is they go by taste or by feelings. Well, I just don't feel like God would have me do that. I just don't think God requires that of me. Let me tell you, God don't require anything of you except your whole life if you want to be his bride, partner forever. He will not have a prostitute church that accepts other gods and allows for elasticity where truth matters to freedom. Those atrocities are literally filling so many feelings in movies and in jokes. Well, I hope you don't mind this, but I'm going to tell you something. Got a little junk in it, but I think you can handle it. If it's nasty, don't. If you can't handle it and you feel like you got to give it to somebody else, just bury it. There's no need to take a chance on contaminating a child with any kind of thing except loving God with all of our heart and finding truths that make us free from the law of sin and death. Because I can tell us that if we're not extremely careful, what we call a little white lie or what we call an exaggeration, well, I know I'm exaggerating this a little bit. Well, you're just starting to lie. That's what you're about to do. Because when you make it bigger than it was, or you make it smaller than it is, you have changed the nature of the whole thing. You say, Pastor, you're preaching hard. Let me tell you something. I'm preaching you into a holy city that is whose builder and maker is God. I will not go another direction. Being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Ghost creates the body of Christ. And while we're right there, let me just remind you, it's not the preacher's responsibility to pray people through the Holy Ghost. It's the body that maturates the seed and causes the birth of new people. The preacher is to exercise people unto godliness, exercising their faith, exercising the praise and the worship. And when we understand that praise brings his presence, it doesn't make any difference. It's in the car or in the middle of a hellish problem or whatever's going on. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he just kept praising God, and the lion's jaws got locked up. You want to lock all those weird feelings up? Start praising God in your car. Praise God at the breakfast table. Praise God in the living room. It's a whole lot better than what these kids are getting in cursing and lying and cheating and promiscuity of all kind of stuff, dressing with sexual immoralities. Ladies and gentlemen, the body of Christ is the people of God, and we are going to either live in the holy city, and if we're not holy living people, the holy city's out of date for us. I'm here to preach to us and teach to us that we are to walk in the perfect law of liberty. That's true, but the perfect law of liberty is the joy of the Lord, the joy of the peace of God, and the righteousness of God. Those are kingdom powers, and when you are surrounded by the angels that have authority in those three areas, there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. There's nothing going to take you out and make you a backslider, or make you give in to the weakness of flesh. No. We don't walk after the flesh. We walk after the Spirit. Every morning we start looking for Jesus. Every evening we start telling Him, thank you for another good day. Thank you for food. Thank you for money. Thank you for your car. Thank you for this. Thank you, God. I just feel like letting you know, God, without you I can do nothing. But with you all things are possible. And I'm preaching to somebody here today. You're just on the edge of moving into a new dimension of the things of God and the glories of God. And God has sent me to tell you, my ways are not the ways of the world, and the ways of the world are not my ways. But if you will walk in my way, you shall find the glory and the victory. Every morning it'll be waiting on you. You must be born again. You must walk in the light. And then this one is so powerful. And you will have fellowship one with another. Would you just have a little fellowship by finding somebody and smile at them and see if you can get one out of them? You see what I mean? It's contagious. I'm wanting to smile more right now because there's so many all over the building. If you want a better day for your family, smile at your kids. If you want a better day for your family, smile at your mom. Turn them on. It's awesome. You can't smile with a negative attitude. You can't be joyful with a negative attitude. If you're not loving your neighbor and praying for your enemies, don't expect the miracle of His way to glorify your day. But all you have to do is to realize if you're having a bad day, look up, because He's looking down. And He said, call on me. In the day of, don't stutter it, please. Trouble. In the day of trouble. If you're having trouble or you're having a bad day, they both equal the same. Because the rest of your city or the rest of your home has got to put up with all that jazz. Think I'm going to give up because you might give up a little bit. Thank God you don't give up because I'm not best. I mean that. I'm not the best preacher. I'm very aware of that. If I was the best preacher, we'd already have a house load. But I am aware that several have come away from the world and are filled with the Holy Ghost, and they love God with everything inside of them in spite of the people that don't love God so much. And so I know that while I may not be the best preacher and I may not preach it when they want to hear it, and when I may not preach it when they'd like to hear it said the way they want it said. That's not the key. The deal is, do you preach the word, Pastor? Do you preach that you got to live for God? Do you preach that holiness is right? I'm telling you, the body of Christ is the one that produces the new kids. The body of believers, the mother, is called the Jerusalem, the mother of us all. Mothers produce new saints. Not the preacher. He sows the seed. Don't blame it on the preacher if people are not getting the Holy Ghost, either at your house or in this building. Because I'm telling you that the church furnishes the motherhood of new birth. We are walking in the light. The seed comes from the preaching, but the church produces the new children. The preaching of the word is the preaching of the seed. And as many as received him, to them gave he power. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about how great a guy can preach. Jesus probably didn't preach one of the best sermons as far as just sermon ability, but he preached truth because he was the truth. And when he talked about life, he talked about truth. And the truth shall make you free from the law of sin and death. As we sit here, there ought to be a holy gladness. God, this church isn't giving up. This church ministry is not giving in. We are going to walk in the word. We're going to live in the Holy Ghost. We are going to praise the name of the Lord with everything in us. We're not going to come sit in a church house and look like a bump on a pickle. We are here to worship the King. We are here to worship the glory of the word. We are here to glorify the name. We are here to glorify the power. We are here to praise the Lord. So he said, praise him in a dance. That's not something you wait on a feeling for. You do it because you know he loves it. Clap your hands, all you people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. And he will heal. And he will fill. As babes in the kingdom, we learn the disciplines and the power structure of victory. The power structure, let me just say it like this. If you didn't have walls and doors, this air conditioning could blow all day long and you could still be burning up or freezing. But thank God we have disciplines, and you could put it 5 feet more, or you could bring it 6 feet more this way. But you can only cool or heat where there's no walls. That won't happen. But when you have disciplines in your life and you live as a lady and you don't try to dress like a man and you try to dress like the feminine gender that you were created, you begin to build walls for your daughters and your sons, so that when they're looking for marriage, they have a replica of life in the spirit and in the kingdom. There are too many people that have been told, if you don't do this and you don't do that, and if you do this and you do that, all of that will just happen. Not on your life. I've watched it for years. You've got to decide in your mind, I am going to build some walls in my home. I'm not going to let my kids run around with a bunch of perverts. I'm not going to let my kids look on TV and see a bunch of junk that's going to cause their mind to be reaching out. That must be happiness. That must be real life. That must be wonderful life. Not on your life. Wonderful life is simply this. I am in Christ Jesus, and I walk in the light, and as He is in the light, and I walk in Him, and I understand things that are not understandable in the world. I am walking with the mighty God. I am walking with the everlasting Father. I am walking with my future. I am gaining myself. I'm exercising myself for that day when the graves are opened, and all of a sudden the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Ladies and gentlemen, that's something we're shouting about. If you've really got that victory and that glory, shout about it now. Let it go. Praise His name in a hand clap, with a shout of victory, with a shout of triumph. Thank you, God. Musicians can come. I'm just going to cut the rest of it off pretty much. Let me pick it up where it is. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I can tell you as a pastor that people say, well, Pastor, I won't go to but one show that's got some little bad stuff in it. Just like a fish, they get caught. Because in that one moment, they're not necessarily going to give in. But they'll go back. And they'll keep watching stuff. And keep talking stuff. Our breakfast table ought to be filled with the Word of God. Our lunch table ought to be filled with testimonies. Our supper table ought to be filled with the prayers of God answering us. Sweetheart, let me tell you, I prayed for you when you were a kid, and it's been wonderful to walk with God, to teach you the Ten Commandments. It's been wonderful to walk with God and to teach you the perfect law of liberty. It's wonderful to be able to walk with God and to teach you that the disciplines are not to impose on you some miserable thing. They are disciplines to keep you from getting involved in the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. If you get caught up in that, the first thing you know, you won't want to pay your tithes. The first thing you want to know, you won't want to know, do is to send missionaries. The first thing you know, you don't want to give anything to anybody else. You just want more, more, more of this world. I'm preaching today the best I can do. I don't have too many more sermons as far as this time here. I got a bunch more messages, but let me tell you something. The God, the everlasting God, the mighty God, the glorious God, the holy God, the healing God, the victorious God is in the house today, and He's saying, come unto me, all you that are worried and fearful that the church is going under. I promise you there's going to be a church that loves God and dances and praises His name, and they're going to be wonderful, and they're going to dress their particular life. Men being men, bearing the burdens of a home and bearing the burdens of the wife, and the wife is going to show the tenderness. And the church is the bride. Why don't we stand if you can? And those of you that might like to come just to Calvary for about 3 or 4 minutes to let God see, I want everything you've got for me, Jesus. I didn't come to this church service so everybody could see me. I didn't come to this church service just to be applauded. I came here to praise your name. You're not praising the preacher. You're praising the blood, the name, and the coming King. We're offering this altar to whosoever will. Back in the days of Holy Ghost revival that roared one people, nobody stood at their bench and facilitated that. Just I don't have a real passion. What built this church was altars.
And this is the time. You're not in a rush. This is the time for us to gather at the altar and say, God, I'm bringing my sacrifice to you. I am bringing my body before the people. I am bringing my mind before the God of all history. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity. Don't think it's not in the book. This is the day that God is calling somebody out of stubbornness. That's it. If you don't need the altar, I want it. Please pray for somebody else. No matter who's leading, the body of Christ travails. The mother is the church.
Going to get a new future. Your vision is going.